about longevity right now, and they're saying like if you don't work out 3 days a week, you're just going to completely degrade. Peter Attia, I think.
I'm done with all these guys. We're all going to completely degrade, so they can shut up.
True. This guy is saying
everybody wants to live forever these days.
Well, it's not that. See, there's health span and lifespan. He's talking about, he's like, lifespan, lifespan's whatever, he goes, but in order to be able to like move when you're older. He was talking about like old ladies that like tear their, like shatter their femur falling off a curb. He was like, that's avoidable. He's like, you can avoid that.
No, you can't, dude.
No, you can't.
No, you cannot.
You're old.
My grandma played golf every day. Towards the end, she was... she was laying down. She was
really?
All the time. She'd fall, get stuck for like 4 hours before someone found her.
I want to believe I can hop a curb when I'm 80 and not break my femur, dude.
Dude, try it's to hop happen. Now. It's so hard. Dude.
It's inevitable.
I had to jog yesterday on the treadmill. I was fucking dying.
Dude, this guy says...
publicly, there was two girls working out next to us.
Oh, no.
So you ran as fast as you could.
I bumped it up. I bumped that speed up. I was gassed. It was nice though. He's like, you got a nice stride. I was like, thank you, dude.
Oh,
thank
wow.
you,
man.
That helps.
Yeah, that's a nice move though. You're gassed on the treadmill. There's girls be like, I got a business call. I got a business call.
Yeah. Sell.
Your business.
Sell.
$1 million? I don't even care.
That's the move that guy pulled in the airport.
Taking a shit.
He's embarrassed shitting, so he's like, I gotta look cool right now. Dude, let's buckle down on the investments.
The groundswell was nice. Oh, it's gonna groundswell.
Groundswell is nice.
I want to know what the fuck it means. I don't know what it means.
I don't know.
Groundswell. So I'd like to groundswell and partner up with this startup. Like, God nice. Damn, dude, you're turning me on in here.
Yeah, Sam Bankman-Fried over here. They say just walking really saves your ass.
I've heard walking. I'm a big fan of that one. But then
just
it's like,
walk.
Yeah, I like to walk.
Low impact.
This guy was saying you should be able to like hang from a bar
hanging
for 2 minutes,
big.
Dude. 2 minutes.
That's
I was like,
crazy.
I got to be able to do a minute, dude. 30 seconds. I was like, yeah.
Hanging's tough.
It's hard as hell.
Yeah. Hang tough.
You can hang. You're
I
hanging.
Can hang. But I did this thing. I was walking around in Miami with my lady, and this guy goes, $200, anyone could hang for 2 minutes. I was like, oh, I got this. But if you lose, you pay him 10. I think I got like 48 seconds.
Oh, fuck.
It's an eternity.
We had to do that.
48 seconds is pretty good.
At football. We had to do that. You had to hang for a minute.
Really?
You had to hold 245 plates for a minute. And the other guy had to hold the bar up for a minute, and the three of you would rotate every minute.
It's the longest minute of your life.
Sucked dick, dude.
Yeah, but dude, you won't shatter your femurs on a curb when you're 80.
Yeah. Well,
no,
I
he's
going
to shatter in 49.
Yeah, certainly.
No, but no, the guy was saying if you get strong enough, but you can basically Dragon Ball Z, if you just get jacked as fuck, you can ward off the deaths of like this stupid shit of just like laying in a bed and dying. He's like, if you're
I don't
strong.
Know. Have you seen jacked guys when they get old?
Yeah, but they a lot of them take steroids. And they overeat. He was saying if you get jacked enough and just starve yourself your whole fucking life, you got a shot, dude. You have a shot.
At what?
At just fucking
you
hopping
live
over
a
curb.
Miserable life.
Hopping over a curb when you're 85.
If you suffer your entire life, when you're 85, you won't be hunched over like the rest of those fucking losers that had a good time.
That's the other thing. These guys are all fasting, too. You're not allowed to eat. You got to wake up at 5 a.m. and you got to shower cold.
Yeah, look at the sun first thing, too.
You got to
look
at the sun.
Yeah, it's all a bunch of it's bullshit.
I'm pretty motivated to do all this stuff, and I can't. I get up and I go, I'm not fucking. I can't. It's
good
so
for you,
hard.
Dude.
It's hard. I'm
you
gonna
look,
get back on.
You look healthy.
Thank
yeah.
you. I'm gonna get back on. The eating's a big thing. Try not to eat when I'm not hungry. That's an easy one.
Where it's America, you gotta eat.
Yeah, you gotta munch.
Dude, I eat to the point where I'm uncomfortable every
single
day.
Grazing is good for you. Just graze.
Just graze.
Every day I eat and I go, geez, like tomorrow I'm not gonna eat for 10 hours after this. I'm full and it's just like. It is dinner time.
Yeah.
I have to eat.
It is dinner time.
Yeah. You ever fall asleep and you go, hey, I didn't eat. I was sleeping for like 7 hours. That's pretty good.
Yeah, dude. Every day I wake up like, nice.
Yeah.
10 hours off.
Yeah.
Burning a lot of fat.
Yeah, true. True, true. I'll go for it.
That's the other thing. They all go, you got to get sleep. Sleep's a superpower. You have to sleep. And then they're like, wake up at 5.
Yeah.
So which one is it?
And wake up and grind all day.
Yes.
Yeah, but don't be mean to yourself, too. That was the other thing. But be nice to yourself.
You got to be nice to yourself.
Be nice to yourself. Like,
that's a good way to call jerking off.
Again,
I'm being nice to myself.
It's almost like the Manosphere shit we were talking about last week. Yeah. Where it's like, all right, dude.
Here's all you have to do.
Yeah. Okay. Tell that to the guy who's got a fucking job.
Right.
Yeah, but that's
like,
but that's
you need to wake up at 5, run 7 miles.
Yeah, I'm up.
Yeah, then the next book's like running destroys your legs.
I know.
Yeah,
and then you know, so it's just, all a bunch of guys. They don't know. Nah. They're not 80.
Yeah. Well, right. I think
hope that guy gets to 80 and he goes, man, staring at the sun every morning didn't do shit.
It sucks.
Burned my
no
retina.
No one wanted to be my friend.
Yeah. I'm blind. I was blind and I don't have friends because I bothered everyone.
But you're jacked.
You're jacked.
There's a jacked blind guy terrorizing a fucking village. Yeah, I wonder. I mean, that is, though, you know, it's one of those things, man. It's like, I don't know. I have no concept of being 60 and my body just fucking failing completely.
I don't know. Every once in a while, they interview those people. They're like, how'd you get to 120? They're I had fucking bacon and vodka.
Yeah, true.
Pancakes and whiskey.
Yeah.
They always say that. Some
old
lady.
Those guys.
Just smoking on camera. Yeah. Every time.
True. They do put those guys on cam.
What is the oldest person? Let's take a bet.
I think, all right, that's good.
No, that's too high.
They lie. There's all these Tibetan monk fucking liars.
Suck my tongue.
He's forbidden. Yeah. Dude, that was making me laugh so
kiss
fucking
my
hard.
Tongue.
Did you see that? The
suck
Dalai
my
Lama?
Kiss. Yeah, I saw the Dalai Lama going, suck my kiss.
The only reason it was making me laugh, my sister got in the car and was just like, some kid sucked the Dalai Lama's tongue.
His holiness. Laugh.
Multiple kid. He had a whole sizzle reel.
It was a fun gag, dude. It was a gag.
True, that could be, you know, maybe that's some cultural thing of like sucking a wise man's tongue.
Come on.
I swear to God, I don't think it was a sexual thing.
What are you talking about?
I have no idea.
If your girlfriend did that to a Dalai Lama, you would.
If we were a fucking dude that lived in the mountain that thought he was a reincarnated, like, fucking god.
Well, how about a handshake?
Who knows?
Suck my tongue.
Please, who knows what that guy's doing?
I asked my girl to do it. I'd never heard of the tongue suck.
How was it?
It's not nice. Great.
It's nice when good. You're the one doing it. I like doing it.
I don't mind
like
doing
sucky
it.
Tongue. I like to fucking just, whoa.
Yeah, I tried deep throat. Suck my kiss.
I'm saying 110.
No, there's some geezers.
You're pretty close. Right now, The Guardian has an article that says the oldest lady is in France and she's 118.
Damn.
She survived the bird flu, the fucking
Holocaust.
Both world wars, yeah.
The that's Spanish Civil nuts. War.
Damn. Yeah.
COVID.
True.
Insurrection.
And she made it through COVID. That seems impossible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so did Biden.
True.
Yeah, true. Yeah, he might. I think he sleeps in that like Wolverine water every night. Dude, I think they have him hook up.
Definitely. Just doing Adderall.
Yeah, Hunty's been in. Hunty's been.
Hunter was
side.
Over in Ireland.
Hunty oh
yeah. Him, yeah. Hunter was with him in Ireland.
I want to party with that
dude,
guy.
That intro they gave him was insane.
What was the intro?
You see him in Dublin, Biden in Dublin.
No. I saw the little clip of him
dude,
being.
He
like,
came out to like shipping up to Boston. He walked on stage. There was like lights.
What?
It's fucking crazy, dude. And he walks out just. He doesn't move his head when he walks.
All right.
Yeah, he can't.
He doesn't move anything.
Yeah, they probably have like stitches holding his brain in like one place. You know, when you have like an old fucked up car battery and you can't move too far, it goes off. They probably have it like
an old PlayStation. Get that fucking intro screen. You're like, yes, it worked.
Don't move your neck at all.
He's a Walkman.
He is, dude. He's gone.
Yeah, man.
And he's talking about running again.
Yeah.
He can't, dude.
He keeps saying that. They can't, dude. They cannot.
It's crazy.
But he has to, while he's in, he has to be like, yeah, let's fucking do it again.
Right.
He can't be like, no, I'm old as fucking, losing my mind. I can't do it again.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's
true.
Like,
true.
Yeah, he keeps saying, I'm considering it.
Mm. I'm considering, yeah.
He has said I'm going to. We just haven't figured out when.
Yeah, he almost didn't take the presidency allegedly after Obama, because his son died.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
He dropped out in 2008. Okay. Or no.
Oh, they said it was 16. Hillary's turn.
16, he didn't run.
But he said the party colluded against
Hildoff's.
Him kind of
yeah,
and was like,
obviously.
It's her turn.
Obviously, they said it was her turn. They cut out Bernie.
Yeah.
Mm.
They actively eliminated him.
Yeah, that was crazy. They really
no
thought.
One cared.
I mean, it was she was boss pants, so.
She did have boss pants.
Lady
she must
boss
have been
pants.
A motherfucker oh, yeah. in those.
God damn.
Behind closed doors, her just yelling at you.
Oh my
God.
Big labia.
Is pinching one off.
Giant
out
labia.
Of the
pinching one off.
Yeah. Carrying hot sauce in case she runs into a black.
Yeah. What's in your bag? Hot sauce. Damn.
Damn. She thinks talk to Bill. Like, how did you get all those black people to like you so much? It's like,
yeah. He's like, I played the sax on Arsenio. Got some pussy.
Yeah.
Pussy, sax. Yeah, that sucks for her, dude.
And McDonald's.
She tried. Every politician has to try to, like, court the black vote. Every white Democrat has to, like, basically do the black room.
Trump's done the best of the Republicans.
Trump
of
easily,
the Republicans.
Easily. DeSantis has to step it up.
He had a moment.
Oh, Lincoln did pretty
fizzling.
Good.
True, Lincoln.